You're listening to SBS News.
In Woolgoolga on the New South Wales North Coast, artists rehearse for a show which months ago would have sounded somewhat unusual, with the young performers finding their usual stage gone in these unprecedented times. Their performing arts company set up so-called couch concerts to fill the void. Company director Jade Nadu says the students film their works, from musical theatre to dance, which are then broadcast to the community online every fortnight.
Once the theatre closed down, we all felt that there was this huge hole and gap of an opportunity for people to still perform and to still display their work.
One of the performers is 12-year-old Michaela Beattie, who dreams of being a singer when she's older. She says the concerts provide her immense joy and believes the arts are an integral part of Australia.
I feel like arts is like, it's a bit overlooked for like sports and stuff, because that's more like focused on. But arts is, I reckon, is just as important.
Woolgoolga sculptor John Vanderkolk had his exhibitions closed during the nationwide shutdown, but he's been keeping busy nonetheless.
There's been attempts at having sort of online exhibitions. As a sculptor, it certainly doesn't work with mine. Mine's the whole visual, three-dimensional, hands-on sort of thing. All of a sudden, there's this big blank block of time in front of you, and most creatives can amuse themselves.
But many artists are worried about getting support for their passion into the future. Miss Nadu says her performing arts company has benefited somewhat from JobKeeper, but she wants longer-term change.
I would like to see a bigger change with the emphasis on the importance of the arts and also equality with the diversity in arts.
It's a call for change during a period of artistic upheaval, which Mr. Vanderkolk says may ultimately be reflected in artists' bodies of work.
It has to have affected it somehow. The easiest way is to a year down the track, look back at the work that I've done and okay, see if there's been the effect while I'm making it. Who knows?
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. From Woolgoolga, New South Wales, Omar Dehan, SBS World News.